This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
3 in 5 Australian women don't do enough exercise. More than half of Australian women worry about being judged when they do exercise. And we hear that many women, like almost 40% plus, often feel embarrassed about exercising in public. They often find gyms and fitness centres intimidating and have a lot more difficulty engaging in exercise than men do. So this is all stuff that Vic Health has just recently found through some groundbreaking research that they did. And what they've done with that research is that they've created a campaign called This Girl Can, or Victoria's Girl Can campaign. And to talk to us about this campaign is somebody that we've had in this show once before, Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
McNamara.
Yeah, thank you again. Yes, it was just a couple of weeks ago I was talking to you on the phone.
About a completely different subject.
Absolutely. But, yeah, it's a pleasure to be actually in the studio this time and see you all in operation.
It's always better to have studio rapport and stuff. So this campaign has a number of components to it. There's a there's an ad that you can see called This Girl Can Victoria. So we encourage our listeners to look at that. You can also go online, thisgirlcan.com.au, and you can also follow the campaign on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. But I'm going to ask you, Michelle, tell us a bit about what the campaign's trying to do.
Well, the campaign, as you said in your lead to, is trying to overcome those nasty statistics where women feel intimidated about going out in public and exercising, and women desperately need to more exercise. You know, the stats indicate that they're quite low participation in sport and other physical exercise type activities, and so this campaign's setting out to overcome that and get more women involved in physical activity.
And I presume that the campaign is targeted broad range?
Absolutely. One of the most delightful things for me as a transgender woman was to go to the media launch and to feel the vibe of the diversity that was present. You know, there were at least 3 African women, there were at least 3 Muslim women, there
Fantastic.
Were people with serious disabilities. One woman who participates in Zumba has a blade on a leg, you know. Another one is blind, I think. And the extraordinary diversity was just a joy to behold, and the inclusiveness and energy of the women was something that just made me feel so included.
Well, that's lovely. That's really lovely to hear. And I believe that the Minister for Health, Jill Hennessy, and the Minister for Women's Affairs, Natalie Hutchins, were both present at the media launch as well.
Yes, they launched it. And I think, you know, this sort of campaign comes from the very heart of the Andrews government. Daniel Andrews says repeatedly, equality is not negotiable in this state. And I think that applies to every category of person.
By the way, I think he stole that line from Macca.
Yes.
Oh, well, very good. We're just wearing my transgender Victoria hat for a minute. We believe it should be equity is not negotiable.
Yeah. I'm happy to share it at no cost to those who support it. one of the interesting things for this, for me, Michelle, is that some of these numbers, I mean, 3 in 5 Australian women are not sufficiently active. Okay, well, I suggest the figure for men's probably worse. But they worry about being judged. But 1 in 4 women is worried about changing in front of others when they exercise or play sport. I mean, my experience, men like in change rooms getting their gear off and...
Oh, I don't know about that.
Anyway. It's just... that one in, you know, worry about changing in front of others. No, I mean, I don't.
As a transgender woman who's preoperative, I certainly worry about changing in front of others and don't. Simply don't. Yeah. You know, so if you look at those stats and you try and translate them to the transgender community, I don't think you'll find comparable stats. But anecdotally, what I see is that transgender women don't get in, and to a similar extent, transgender men don't get involved in physical exercise, don't get involved in sport, because those barriers are the same as being described here, but they're much higher for the trans community in general.
So there's a whole range of things. I mean, there are things that you can do to increase participation, and one of those might be to sort of look at what are some of the physical barriers. So having more private change rooms would be one of those that would make it easier for you, for example, to participate in, you know, physical activity in gymnasiums or, you know, swimming halls, all those sorts of places.
So a personal anecdote on that score is when I, sometime after I first came out, I decided that I wasn't going to let coming out stop me from doing the things I love. And two of the things I do love doing are snorkeling and bodyboarding.
Wow.
So I decide, well, bodyboarding, boogie boarding, whatever you like to call it. And so I went to my local pool, which is Northcote Aquatic Centre, and they have individual cubicles on the pool deck. And so I spent about 30 minutes in one of those individual pools cubicles. I was fully dressed and fully prepared to come, but I spent about 30 minutes just checking my physical appearance in a mirror that I bought, checking my makeup, checking that everything was perfect before stepping out and headed for the pool.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just, there was just quite a barrier for me personally to do that. And just anecdotally, I know that other transgender women experienced the same thing. Reservoir had a trans and gender diverse swim night recently, a couple of months ago. I went along, and just so many of those women who are out and proud in the community, who are out at work, who are, you know, pillars of the transgender community, if that's such a thing, they, so many of them said, this is the first time I've been out in public in a swimsuit.
Wow.
And, you know, I know a few have gone on and have swum publicly since. So it's overcoming that first barrier. It's overcoming that first fear, I think, is important. And I think that I've just related is particular to the trans community. But when you look at other women's stories and just talking to them and comparing it, it's the same sort of issues. It's just somewhat amplified for the trans community.
And, you know, for Vic Health, you know, to create this campaign and support this campaign with a focus that it's on women, purely and simply. And, you know, no matter how those women identify, I think it's an extraordinary thing for them to do it. Again, I'm worried about some of the statistics. 46% of women found gyms and fitness centres intimidating. Well, I do. I don't go near them.
well, actually, to be fair, you know, I was reflecting on your comment, Michelle. I've been to, I used to love going to Paran Pool.
You know? Oh, it's a beautiful pool. I've been down there for a Sunday afternoon.
I mean, isn't
gig.
It fantastic? I used to swim there in my youth.
Why did you go there to swim?
Well, the truth is that in those days, I used to go with a mate on a Saturday morning.
Oh, is that what you called it?
And we would take the papers. We would take, you know, baguettes and lunch and packets of cigarettes. In those days, we were allowed to smoke by the pool. And we'd sun ourselves and catch up and chat.
And warm up your bread?
All of that. We had a great time. It became a day-long activity. But as we got older, we became much more body conscious and self-conscious. We stopped doing that. All of a sudden, we've sort of lost our sense of confidence in being able to show off our own bodies.
You see, elsewhere in the animal kingdom, a large, well-built animal shows that it's successful in its environment and that can eat that much. No. Well, you know, humans, you know, we're preconditioned to this whole idea. So, you know, I understand, you know, that for trans folk and, you know, for women of different ethnic groups and colours, that there are some challenges there that this campaign actually addresses, and I think that's an extraordinarily positive thing.
I'd like you to talk a bit more about the campaign, and I'd like for you to maybe talk and explore a bit more about your role in the campaign as well, if that's okay.
Yes, of course. I'd be delighted.
We are chatting with Michelle McNamara, who's a Girl Can ambassador.
Yes.
And an out and proud transgender woman. And we're talking about Vic Health's Girl Can campaign.
This Girl Can.
Yes. This Girl Can.
You make it sound like Girl Can, like a girl tin.
I know, I'm not pronouncing it right. It's not running for me very easily.
Yeah.
But that aside, the point of the campaign is to motivate and encourage and support all women, irrespective of their background, where they sit on the spectrum, what their experience might be, how able or disabled they may be, to get out there and get physically active. So, being an ambassador, what does being an ambassador mean, Michelle?
Being an ambassador means spreading the word, basically. So, appearing on shows like this, looking for other media opportunities, sharing with your Facebook friends, sharing with the Transgender Victoria page, sharing with other pages on Facebook that I operate, putting it in my Twitter feed, you know, making a noise about it. Because I believe passionately that physical exercise is really important. It's important for the whole person. Mm. It's important for not just your physical health, but also your mental health. And that's an incredibly important factor in the LGBTI community, but especially the trans community, which experience shocking rates of anxiety, depression, etc. So,
well, I mean, that's a whole show in itself.
Oh,
really.
I mean, I don't want to go there. But,
and we've talked about that many, many times on this show, and we can't underestimate, you know, the experience that trans people do have, you know, mental health, physical health, it's, you know, need so much investment and so much work. There's no doubt about that.
So I'm the ambassador for swimming, and if I can just... This Girl Can ambassador for swimming, so that's why I referred to my experience in the Northcote pool previously. And if I can just relate a little bit of the background to becoming involved in swimming, it might be useful. So yes. I referred to a love of bodyboarding and snorkeling before, but my primary exercise regime was running, until I started to to go onto hormones and put on weight. And so that happened about a year ago. I put on enough weight so that my knees would no longer let me run.
Uh-huh.
And so about in May last year, I stopped running, and I went into a reasonably nasty physical decline, but also around the time of the initiation of the marriage equality survey, I became very, very depressed. And
tough time. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was kind of Tony Abbott kicked off that campaign saying, if you don't want gender diversity, vote no, you know, and it got worse from there. We were accused, the transgender community was accused of being paedophiles and so on, and that was really rough.
It was horrible.
Horrible. And so reading something about how to be resilient, I saw get involved in exercise, and I said, I got to get down to the pool. You know, it's the one thing that I can do is a bad knees to non-weight-bearing exercise. And it just helped so, so much. And that's why when I saw about that time, I saw the requests for people to get involved in the This Girl Can campaign, women to get involved. And I put my hand up at that point because I thought, this message is important for the transgender community, but it's important for the general community.
Well, that was going to be a question of mine. How did you get involved?
So
you've obviously answered that partially.
Partially, but the fine details were Vic Health contacted Transgender Victoria and asked us to publicise the call out for women to get involved in the campaign, and I saw that and... thought, maybe, okay, and then eventually put it, you know, prevaricated, you know, vacillated for a while, you know, just was very tentative about it, but eventually put in an application and, so I eventually got selected, got the call up, and it was a fantastic experience.
You've become the pin-up girl.
Indeed, in a swimsuit even. Not quite a bikini, but...
Good on you, is what all I can say. Good on you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, I have to say that some of the stuff that you've talked about, I've experienced as a male.
Yes.
I mean, I find going to the gym intimidating, and I go to a gym just down the road from home. It's very convenient. It's very easy. It's very cheap. There's no structure. There's no classes, which I love. But it's usually me, and I'm a 50-plus-year-old male, and a bunch of 20-something-year-old sort of heavily tattooed and bearded young men all pushing away.
No muscle Marys?
Well, they're all muscle Marys, but they're all pushing away, you know, piles of steel that I couldn't even possibly imagine lifting in my lifetime. I find it really intimidating and hard work.
Yeah, I think that, you know, not to, if this was a TV program instead of a radio program, the visuals would quite obviously indicate yeah. that I'm no spring chicken either.
I'm just under tall for my weight.
And yes, and the gentleman that's just spoke is obviously enjoys life to its fullest, I would say. So
that's what I like to hear.
So, you know, I think when as you get older, you do experience exactly what you're describing, and maybe we need another version of the 70s campaign, Life Be In It, for men as well.
Yes, I remember that. What was it? Norm, wasn't
Norm
it?
Norm was yes. indeed.
Yes.
So Alex,
it could be Norma. It could be Norma.
Well, yes, but this is a kind of a refreshed version of that.
Yeah.
But I see, you know, older people do need exercise probably as much or more than younger people.
Well, you know, exercise just makes you feel so much better and clearer, and ultimately you feel physically much more buoyant. So yes, it is good for you. And in fact, if you look at any of the key disease group organisations, you know, whether it be heart health or cancer or, you know, whatever they may be, almost all of them focus on exercise as being one of the major factors that contributes to better health outcomes. Yeah. The mental health organisations all promote exercise. So exercise really should be one of those things that we all should, you know, want to do and be able to do in an effortless way. Yes, there are so many barriers, and this is what we've been talking about, so those barriers and trying to break some of those down.
Yes, one of the delightful things about the campaign is, as I mentioned before, the diversity of women involved in the campaign, but their universal experience of having a barrier, overcoming it, and being a positive and enthusiastic role model. Just being in amongst those girls for the media launch, we were chucking a frisbee around and it was just so much fun. Everybody felt, you could feel the spirit of the group being alive. And what we need to do is radiate that spirit outwards into the rest of the community more broadly.
So, Michelle, when our listeners go on to the thisgirlcan.com.au website, what can they expect to see?
They can expect to see videos of the... Or they can expect to see the 21 ambassadors. They can expect to see the ad, which is being run on TV.
And we'll ask you to talk about that.
And
we'll
be on in cinemas.
Mm-hmm.
But they can also see videos of the 21 ambassadors and brief biographies of them. And every one of those has got an interesting story, a story about barriers that they have overcome. And watching the videos, you just get the sense of aliveness amongst those women. And all of them have, you know, they cover the whole spectrum of diversity, as I'll say it again.
So the videos are really designed to share stories and share experiences?
Oh, absolutely, yes. So I share my story in 60 seconds. Others share their story in 30 seconds.
Wow.
Or a minute and a half. But that's about the range. So it's not a big commitment to go on and just click on a few of these stories that you might fancy watching. Certainly, I'm very proud of mine, disproportionately proud perhaps, but an excellent production company, really good production values, and they've created memorable videos.
Now, each of the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, This Girl Can Vic, capital T, capital G, capital C, capital V. So it's the same on all of them, This Girl Can, Vic, and hashtag This Girl Can Vic, at Vic Health, This Girl Can, There we go. And this girl can. .com.au.
There we go.
Can, not can.
Can.
Yes.
Just my last question to you was, tell us about the ad. What does the ad, for those people who haven't seen the ad yet, what describe it for us?
Oh, gosh, I'm not very good at it. It shows five or six of the girls. No, sorry, it shows a dozen of the ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
Participating in their sport. It's got a soundtrack by a Sydney sound artist, female sound artist, whose name escapes me. It's and it's got a message, you know, that runs the other message, of course, about not getting involved in exercise is how busy our lives are.
Uh-huh.
And so the repeated message comes through. I'm a very busy girl with a lot on my plate. And that and you can just see these women exercising, throwing netballs, kicking footballs, riding bicycles, doing whatever, surfing.
So lots
doing
of
a
positive
whole lot of
role
things,
modelling.
And then, you know, they're overcoming that busyness.
Michelle, before we let you go, what's your final message to our listeners this morning?
Oh, get involved in exercise. It's good for your physical health, it's good for your mental health, and it'll help with all those diseases we talked about earlier.
That's wonderful. Michelle McNamara.
Yes, thank you.
This Girl Can ambassador and out and proud transgender woman and a previous guest of ours. And,
yes,
of course, you're welcome anytime, Michelle. We'd love to have you on again.
Thanks very much, guys.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you here this morning. And great work from Vic Health. Great research, great campaign. If you want to have a look at that, make sure you go to thisgirlcan.com.au on the website and have a good fossick around.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.